This is Fresh Air. The 7th annual South by Southwest Music Conference is underway in Austin, Texas. It's a showcase for emerging talent and for performers who don't neatly fit into commercial categories. My guest, Tish Hinojosa, performed last night at the conference. Austin is where she lives. There was a time when she tried to fit into the country music genre. She moved to Nashville, but had no success with her music there. Then she moved back to the Southwest, where she let all of her influences come out, country, folk, Tex-Mex, and traditional Mexican music. That's when her music started catching on. Hinojosa grew up in San Antonio, the youngest of 13 children born to Mexican immigrant parents. You can hear the regional influence in the music and lyric of this song by the Rio Grande from her latest album, Culture Swing, featured as the great accordion player Flaco Jimenez. Did your Mexican heritage and your Latino influence in your music get in the way in Nashville? Was that a side of you that people in the music industry weren't interested in hearing?
Well, it wasn't something I was looking for. I wasn't looking for discrimination or for someone to look at me only a certain way because I was Hispanic. But I began to see it, and it was a strange realization for me because, to me, my history, my Hispanic history, was just such a natural part of my music that it seemed like it was going to fit in wherever I went. But I did begin to see that they just have one perception of the Hispanic, character. They have and it's pretty obvious by what they've signed over the last, whatever history of country music is. It was always flowery Spanish songs or songs about, senoritas on the border or about getting drunk and drinking tequila and that kind of stuff. There was always just the, real obvious stereotypes. And mine was just either, songs I was beginning to write at the time. And I'm talking, this is probably the mid-80s. It was beginning to be pretty obvious that I was going to have to be totally homogenous, maybe even changing my last name and just being like a country singer. And if some music row writer happened to write something with some Spanish lyrics in it that they thought were appropriate, I would be someone obvious to sing because I could speak the language. And I began to realize that I was being seen as a very, or my culture was being seen as a, through a very narrow perspective.
I think this would be a good time to play one of your country songs, just to hear your sound in country music. This is a song that you wrote called In the Real West. Would you like to say something about the song?
Well, that song was influenced by the cowboying life that I introduced myself to somewhere around that time. Between Nashville and New Mexico is where I spent my time, having grown up in San Antonio and being pretty sheltered for like 22 years. I finally just took off somewhere totally different by myself. And northern New Mexico was that place that I went to. And I learned so many different cultures up there, the Native American culture, the old hippies from the 60s who had settled up in the Taos area. And the ones that really fascinated me was the real working cowboys from the ranches. And so to some people, it seemed might seem a little strange that this girl from Texas didn't discover cowboys until her 20s. But it's pretty true. I mean, when you're a city girl, you could be a city girl anywhere. And that's sort of the basis of this song is about me, my fascination or infatuation with the cowboying life.
whole lot more. It's the way of life in the Rio West. I'm a city girl, but I must confess I'd be a cowboy angel, and I know it for. It's the way of life in the Rio West, where your time is yours when the sun sets and the stars rise up to light the western sky.
That's Tish Hinojosa from her new album, Culture Swing. When you were growing up and listening to music on the radio, did the music that was sung in Spanish have a completely different sound to you than the other music you were listening to?
Yeah, it did. And that's something that has played a large part in my memories, as well as playing a large part in my music now, is the having the Spanish radio on in the kitchen on constantly. And this radio was just fascinating because it was different than the American radio programming of, let's say, the early 60s, that the Spanish radio still had programming like old American radio. It was live radio shows. It was variety shows on radio. It was like the hour of the old Mexican classics with Agustin Lara or Maria Grieber songs. And one ear was always bent to the kitchen, particularly at these late hour times, like let's say 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock, where they would have a particular hour of a certain kind of music. And on the other hand, my sisters in their transistor radios in their bedrooms, I could be hearing that pop music of the early 60s and, the Beatles making their entrance. And it was hearing within the same house, hearing these two really different cultural radios coming in to do two different years. And I was just, I loved both of them very, very strongly. I guess the Mexican radio, because it was my attachment, let's say, to my mother that, I felt very strongly about. And then the other one was just a fascination with the big world out there that was yet to be, that was yet to be discovered.
Singer-songwriter Tish Hinojosa is my guest. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Tish Hinojosa. When you write a song in Spanish and when you sing that song in Spanish, does it bring out different qualities in your songwriting and your singing?
Yeah, the Spanish language is very, it's a very rolling, soft, poetic language, and I find it easy to write in, and actually singing-wise, it almost brings out a much richer texture in the voice than singing in English does. You almost say a lot more with the music and the sound of the voice than you do with the words.
Let me play one of your Spanish songs. Why don't we hear Corazón Viajero, which means wandering heart. Would you like to talk about this song, what it says, or why you wrote it?
Yeah, the song is it's a sort of introspective look at growing old and realizing that the young people aren't the only ones who have ever been in love, that there's some very rich love stories that many old, hopefully when we're old, we'll be able to look back and remember particular strong loves that we had in our life. And it's a respect for our elderly and where they've been.
Cualquier persona en cualquier lugar sabe un cuento de amores. Se guarda dentro para recordar y así se pasan los dolores. Cuando los días de su fiel pasar regresan a reconocer, ahí te espero. Destino fue a conocer qué juventud.
It's Tishy Nalhosa from her album Culture Swing. Now, I think you started your music career singing Spanish jingles for the radio?
Mm-hmm.
What, commercials?
Yeah, it was local Texas commercials mostly, but my mother was the one that I always give credit for that because, you know, my mother had a very strong work ethic, and when she'd see me sitting around the house playing my guitar, you know, she'd want to know what my plans were. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, I just know that I like to do this. And so she called the Mexican radio station up and said, look, I've got this daughter. She sings. You know, can you do something with her? So they said, yeah, send her on down here. So I went down to the radio station and auditioned for them. And from there, you know, they hired me. I was about probably 16 or 17 years old. I began singing jingles for that radio station and, you know, commercials they would do on their radio. And from there came my first record deal, which was a Mexican record company in San Antonio.
So singing jingles on the radio is what led to your first record contract.
Right.
Which was for a regional Latino label.
Actually, it was the start of what now is a very strong company there. I was the very first artist for Robert Griever. The first time this guy heard me at the Mexican radio station, he immediately, what came to mind with him was a Joan Baez. And to me, that was very flattering. So we found a song that he had access to, which was an old Paul Simon song that a friend of ours put Spanish lyrics to because it was about a Hispanic man who was searching for his identity. It's a song called Carlos Dominguez, which I finally did put on my Spanish record last year, Aquella Noche. But it was supposed to be my first single with them. And it was a very, you know, very obviously, you know, folk song of social meaning and stuff. But he said, well, first let's start with this, though. So I put out four singles of Mexican bubblegum pop music first. And we never did come around to the Paul Simon song. And at that point, I got a little bit disillusioned because it wasn't the Spanish, the language part of the music that was bothering me. It was the style that you know, it was okay, but by now I was like 18 years old and, you know, I was really into the folk scene and all this, and it just didn't seem natural to me to be singing bubblegum music that made me sound like I was 15 years old, and that wasn't what I wanted to be doing.
What were the bubblegum songs like?
They were very, you know, pop-oriented, very like AM pop radio. I guess like what teen singers or what you probably hear, you know, like Tiger Beat magazine kind of artist. anyway, that it was just, you know, it was cute, but, you know, very, very fluffy and just not a lot of context.
Would you want to sing a couple of bars of one of the songs?
Let's see, God, what do I have? Una vez te di mi amor. Con da 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 da, con loca pasión, yo pensé que me querías, y nunca quise pensar que tu amor no era de verdad, que tu amor me fuera engañar. You know, kind of the early 60s, you know, girl singer kind of stuff.
Right, right. So, you know the Mexican radio station that you started off doing jingles for?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still on the air?
Oh, yeah. They're still, you know, I really love that station. It's KCOR in San Antonio.
Do they play your records?
Probably not. well, because in a way, I understand what they're, you know, they're like, to them, you know, it's a... they're like what a real strong bluegrass station would be to bluegrass. I mean, they you almost have to be totally dedicated to that kind of music, and they have to know that you have a lifelong commitment to them. And I do, but they don't know it yet. I'm waiting for them to come around because there's two or three songs I've written that I know would fit their programming, but I think as an overall artist, they might think that I'm maybe just a little bit too anglicized or too you know, because I don't just do that. I have other tastes and stuff, and you know, they want lifelong commitments, you know, for their kind of music, and because I can't I can't give them that, and I won't. I'll just wait for them to plug in whenever they want to plug in.
Tisha, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Tisha Hinojosa's latest album, Culture Swing, is on Rounder Records. She spells her last name H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A. This is Fresh Air.